joining me in the studio. Owen Pike, hey buddy, how are you?
G'day, mate, how are you?
Not too bad, with the federal election being called and all the promises being made. It must be your Christmas.
Yeah, it does feel like Christmas. It feels like Easter.
It does, indeed. And I tell you what, you've got to love a short week, which this one is. Thank you for reminding me of that a little while ago. So let's get stuck into a little bit of a government chat this morning. A little birdie sort of told me that you've been contacted by the NT police.
Oh, news gets around quick, doesn't it?
Doesn't it just?
So the Special References Unit called me to confirm that I'm the administrator of government.
Facebook page?
Yes.
Did they tell you why they wanted to know?
No, I asked further questions and they just said that they are going to have to, or will likely have to, speak to me in the future.
So what's their scope?
So I did research that. It's they monitor public service corruption, political sensitive matters, and serious conflicts of interest.
Okay, so from what I understand, I don't think you've done anything that would cause, you know, yourself to be investigated by the police. So what do you think is behind this?
Well, I don't know whether somebody thinks that somebody else is involved in the page. It sort of gives me a bit of credibility because people are starting to think that it makes a difference, or it's making some difference. But I can only think that there's a certain group of people who don't want it to go further, and it's a shot over the bows to try and get me to not be so aggressive.
Oh, okay. So, look, we've confirmed on this show before that you are the admin of government on Facebook. We've confirmed that you are the only person who's pulling the strings and writing the posts on that one. Is that still true?
That's absolutely. I've got some people that are administrators that only do things on my direction.
Okay.
And they're employed by my business. But
yep.
They just like the weekly debt counter.
Yep.
I did the original. I just get them to update it each week.
Yep.
But no, all the content is mine, yes.
Okay. So hopefully you'll keep us up to date as this unfolds, if the NT police are coming back to ask you questions. And if that scope is public service corruption, obviously not something that involves you, politically sensitive matters could absolutely, and conflicts of interest could be something that's a little bit interesting in there as well.
Yeah, it's I don't think I'm doing it. I'm just standing up with a voice, but it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
Do you have any ideas on who would like to see you be a little bit quiet?
Maybe the government.
Maybe the government who worked really hard to silence you with the chamber, didn't they?
Yeah, and that hasn't worked.
No, you're getting louder. If you follow government, if you follow the page, you'll notice this bloke ramping up because the federal election is on the way. Where do you want to start with this?
The federal election's off. Bill Shorten has come out crazy. He's claimed that we can recharge an electric car in 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know whether that's true. My fella's got an electric car, and I know that we have to charge it for about 4 hours. So if we want to do a trip to Catherine, we're screwed. You can't go that far.
He is clearly... I think he was smoking something here. Maybe we can call him Billabong.
Okay, sure.
I think
you heard
I just got sensitive.
Yeah. I need a dump button when you come in here, I tell you what.
But my concerning thing is here, well, to get a car that takes 8 to 10 hours to charge, or even what you said, 4 hours, down to 8 to 10 minutes, like, within 10 years, technology just can't grow that far.
Mm.
So I think he's looking for magicians rather than innovation. This just can't happen, and he's completely out of touch. But my biggest concern here isn't what he's come up with here, but there's been nothing put or said to say that we're going to build these cars here in Australia.
Mm.
We used to build our own cars. The manufacturing industry has died, but he's just completely missed that topic. And he is the business, or he is the party that represented the blue collar. Now he's just representing the inner city, greeny, socialist, funky, bearded uni student.
Is that because he's hoping to get across the line?
I don't know. He's definitely fallen out of that blue-collar worker that built this party, the Labor Party, surely has to be disillusioned with who they are today. It goes to show this policy around vehicles, it's completely been motivated by getting the green vote, and completely missed the point of being able to make this a manufactured item here in Australia.
It would be good to have that back here, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. But also, you know, calling that by 2030 we're going to have 50% of our new vehicles are going to be electric. They'll be powered by 50% renewable energy. That means there's basically no coal-fired powered stations here in Australia. That is also anti-blue collar. I don't understand it. It really, really confuses me.
Yeah. It really confuses a lot of us, I would imagine, even as someone that rides an electric car regularly. Moving away from that, First Day Labor announced it will save the NT. How are we being saved? Who's putting a cape on and swooping in?
Power Bill.
Power Bill?
Well, Bill Shorten.
Wasn't he Billabong before or well, I next?
Judging by your look, I wasn't allowed to call him Billabong anymore.
It'll be okay.
So it just seems that, you know, no matter what the debt crisis is here in the Northern Territory, Michael Gunner or the Gunners still won't make any hard decisions and reduce the public service. Mm. Regardless of the state of the economy, the whole private sector has to do that. He just doesn't have the ticket to do that. But so he can save face and retain his vote there in the public service, and Power Bill jumps in and throws a heap of cash our way. As an Australian, that's terrible. As a Territorian, you know, there's a heap of cash coming our way, but to be honest, this lot have shown that they can't manage it anyway, so...
That's the worry, isn't it?
Because, yeah, you know, absolutely,
If you've got a kid who, you know, every time he gets his pocket money, he blows it on lollies and can't afford, you know, the stuff that he needs, you don't give him more money for lollies.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it, except this lot are, you know, they've got driverless buses and signs on rockets that are being flown in Queensland.
$1.5 million put behind top-end wedding, is what I read too.
Obviously tourism's up. You know, they're showing that the money spent there is coming back. People in the tourism sector do argue... do criticise that a fair bit. I think that type of behaviour or that type of spending can be justified, but probably not justified at a time when the economy is in the state that it's in.
Fair enough. And do you think that by freezing politicians' wages and public service wages at the executive level is the big sort of, I don't know, white hope that we need?
No, I don't think freezing at the executive and higher management level. I think those positions should be... a broom should go through them.
Yeah.
Sorry to all my friends in the public service.
But I thought that's what was going to happen. I thought it was announced that they were going to look at cutting a certain amount of public service positions.
I think through natural attrition, they weren't going to terminate.
Oh, they were hoping with retirement and moving on and not replacing.
Yeah, well, even the staff that don't follow the buy local... policy. This government refuses to terminate them, and unless they're going to do that, the policy won't be honoured. So,
fair enough. Okay. So, what can be done
To reduce?
Yeah. What do we need to do?
Well, again, stop the stupid spending.
The sign on the rocket was one that just made me scratch my head. I know it was only how much did he spend on
only
that?
45 grand.
45 grand. Yeah. But it was like, holy cow, on a rocket that was launched out of Queensland that went up once.
Yeah.
I understand we're in the space race, but I don't think anybody was looking at that.
No. I think we've probably brought more attention to it through the anti publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously, putting a rocket. The private sector would be good. But just cutting red tape, getting some projects over the line. We need the private sector to really kick in. But there's just no confidence there at the moment with this government.
I think my dad used to say to me, you know, you can tell the way a town is going or a city is going by how many cranes are in the air. And I was looking yesterday across the Darwin skyline, and there was one.
Yeah, was there one?
I think we saw one.
Yeah, I didn't see any.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's definitely how construction... My dad, there's lots of things that he's told me that I can't repeat here. But
me too.
he likes to sit at the Berrima Road, Stuart Highway intersection and just have a look how many cars are coming through, and he regularly gives me an update. But, yeah, if you were out there... You're out there having a look. There's not many cars going through there.
Your dad sounds like my dad. So, if you know, don't freeze those executive senior wages. Cut them. Get rid of them. Time to cull.
Yes.
All right. And crime. Let's touch on that before we say good morning. Someone's going to get hurt. Are you thinking that vigilantism is something that's being sort of fostered and bred in our community at the moment?
Yeah, we've gone too far. We've gone too soft. The public is getting really, really angry. People are sleeping in their premises.
Which is just ridiculous, isn't it?
Yep.
And the poor bloke that owns Ochre out at Bakewell... he normally sleeps in his bloody takeaway, his restaurant. The one night he didn't because his daughter was having a birthday, so he went home to spend the night with his family. He got a call at midnight to say he had to go back. The one night he wasn't sleeping there.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, the guy out at Darwin River Tavern, I believe, slept there, but when he went out to protect his place, he was chased with people with bats and steel poles, so he had no chance anyway.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know what the answer is to that either. You got a clue?
No, we've got to get tough. Yeah. We've got to stop rewarding criminals. We've got to stop giving them music vouchers when they go inside.
Isn't that the most ridiculous thing you ever heard in your life?
Yeah.
I just shook my head at that one.
Yeah, it's a bit of, can we sing Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues?
That's right. Gee, we've covered some stuff this morning. Anything else you want to throw in?
Can we do a knock-knock joke?
Go. God, don't get me fired, Owen. All right, what do you got?
All right, I've got to be Josh Frydenberg and you get to be Nicole Black Hole Manison.
Okay, I'm very excited. Oh,
knock,
I like
knock.
Mine. Who's there?
Sir.
Sir who?
Sir Plus.
Oh, stop it. As always, an absolute pleasure. Owen, we'll catch up with you in another fortnight.
No worries, thank you.